Hey guys, this is Matt Ramsey with the Octave Higher East Voice Studio in Austin, Texas. And this is Octave Higher TV / Radio episode 22. It's part two of our series in the Master Teachers Answer Your Questions. Let's get it started. For those of you who love podcasts, you may get a little bit of a laugh at something that happened to me when I was at the Institute for Vocal Advancement Convention of 2016. I had arranged for a very exclusive interview with Master Teacher Spencer Welch from Vancouver, Canada. And as is totally typical of me when it comes to technology, the camera shut off halfway through the interview. And unfortunately, I was only able to save the very last 2 minutes of the interview on camera. However, I borrowed a friend's audio interface and was able to record audio for the entire interview, which I present to you now. So without further ado, I hope that you find this useful. Let me know if you have any questions. And here is Spencer Welch from Vancouver, Canada, master teacher for the Institute for Vocal Advancement. All right, guys, we are here with
Spencer Welch.
From where?
From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And now we're coming to you live from Las Vegas at Institute for Vocal Advancement Convention 2016. And I'm going to ask Spencer some questions from Paula Starch. I think it's kind of funny because Paula is an amazing student, but she's also a doctor. And Spencer here is our resident vocal science expert. And of course, all of her questions kind of just went into his territory. So I love it. So Spencer, Paula asks first, what is the ideal amount of time to practice?
Well, you want to practice for long enough to be able to get the benefit, but not so long that you start to lose the focus. And so what I found in my teaching just through the years of working with students is that about 15 to about 30 minutes max in one sitting is what I suggest for most students until they become quite advanced. In which case they might do 15 to 20 minutes of vocalizing and then maybe 15 to 20 minutes of application to song, working on repertoire. And then if they want to do more than that, they can always come back and do it again later in the day. In fact, doing it multiple times in the day is preferable because, we're dealing with flesh and blood, and so that can tire. But the other side of it is that often our focus of what we're trying to work on, the goal for that practice time, can start to get lost after that amount of time.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like you're in the gym and you want to get really big, so you put up that massive amount of weight a few times after warming up and everything. But if you just kind of keep at that same thing, you're just going to kind of get weaker because you're just tired, you've lost focus, your muscles aren't converting that energy.
That's it. You're no longer doing something that you're working hard, but you're not necessarily giving yourself growth and progression.
Wow, it's beautiful. I love that. And I think that bleeds right into Paula's next question, which is, how long does a warm-up last before you have to warm up again? So say we have a lesson, she's feeling warm, we work on a song. How long does that feeling, that brand new car feeling or brand new voice feeling, last before you need to warm it up?
So say you go back to wanting to sing later in the day, or say you want to sing the next day. I find some of that is individual to the person. Some of those things probably have to do with both some neuromuscular connections as well as their vascular system. What I do find is that if I've done a warm-up, or if one of my students has done a warm-up, let's say in the morning or early afternoon, and then they're feeling good, they come back later in the day, chances are, through just speaking through the day and what have you, as long as they don't take a nap, chances are they're still probably warm enough to sing. Now, if they're going to sing something that's quite challenging, it probably would be a good idea for them to vocalize again, but they probably don't have to start from such a rudimentary level as their first warm-up of the day. And so, for instance, I watched one of my teachers years ago work with Natalie Cole throughout a day preparing her for a show that night. Mm-hmm. And he did 15 minutes around noon, which was very basic warm-ups, like the lip trills and all that. And then then 5 o'clock or so, another 15 minutes. And now they were starting, she was still maintaining enough warmth, I guess, to be able to then move into a few higher level exercises. And by the last 15 minutes, they were starting to get into a few of the songs and a few of the phrases that she was going to be singing that night.
Beautiful. Let's go ahead and go to Paula's last question, which is, what is your experience with singers who are starting much later in life?
My experience is that anyone can learn and anyone can progress, but certain, when you're talking about motor skills and you're talking about such fine motor skills is what singing takes, that some of those motor skills seem to be harder to acquire, or at least take longer to acquire in some cases, later in life. But particularly if you have already been singing. Let's take, for instance, someone who has been gigging in bars for 20 years and then comes in for voice lessons because they're starting to lose their voice. They've already built up so many patterns and so many motor skills, rightly or wrongly, efficient or not, in a certain direction, that it takes a long time to kind of reroute those patterns into something more efficient. And sometimes, to some degree, they may not get certain things, you know. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't try, and that doesn't mean that we shouldn't enjoy our voice and work on our voice and aspire at any age. But we also have to sort of face up to the fact that if I work with a teenager at age 16, they might not have the mental focus to do, but they'll just go into the coordination immediately often. I just say, do this, and their voice just does it because it's like a blank slate.
Right. Almost take it for granted, too, probably.
And absolutely. They don't even realize how good they have it.
Great. Well, Spencer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you again, sir.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. I love it here. Thanks.
If you have any questions, please send them to matt@octavehireast.com. And I hope you have an amazing week. Bye.